This is Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Kilo. Want a drink? This is VA7WBK. Anybody on frequency?
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf's monitoring.
Tango Golf, I have a question. Do you know things about antennas or not too much?
Depends what the question is. Go ahead.
I want to make a multiband HF antenna like above my house or around my house, like a loop. But I don't know if all my sites can be exactly of equal length. Is that going to be a deal? That is a negative. I don't hear anything.
No, my wife's talking to me. So you want to make an antenna that goes all the way around your property line. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not really all the way around, but kind of like a square loop, yes. There's a three in front and a three in the back and a three on the side and one end of my house. So kind of like a loop, and I'm wondering if all my ends are not of equal length. Is that going to be a big deal?
Well, sounds like it might be, but there's a specific type of, that's a specific type, and I've just heard it last night, and I have to take a moment in my brain to catch up to my last night's conversation.
BE7WCP.
Oh, yes, you go ahead, please.
Yeah, Ward here. I heard you talking, and I have this winter done experiments with loop antennas and various things, and the answer to the question that I had figured out is no, it doesn't matter. They don't have to be equal lengths. It can be just about any shape you want.
So even, it could even be an octagon or a five-sided or whatever.
Yeah, ultimately, the best, most efficient one is a perfect circle. Yes, if you've got five sides or seven sides, you're actually more, technically more perfect than you are with a square or a triangle.
So, I live quite close to the mountain. I guess on the east side of the valley. The mountains are probably going to give me some issues there, or do I have to go like maybe more on an angle, or I don't know.
So if you are not going to be parallel to the earth, and there are some advantages to not being parallel to the actual real ground. You'd want it sloped away from the mountain, so the high part closest to the mountains and the lower part to clear sky. Again, that doesn't change your antenna radiation pattern a lot until you're up past 45 degrees or more. What is more important is that you're as high off the ground as you can manage. So you want to be a minimum, I think it's a quarter wavelength off the real ground, but higher is better. So really that's the bigger issue, is be as far off the real ground as you can get.
Yeah, my goal is to be a minimum of 35 feet off on around the house and in the trees, I could probably go a little higher or whatever. I don't know exactly. I'm going to have to pencil it.